Hi everyone, welcome to our secret, super secret ninja baby episode special extraordinaire.
Super tiny, itty bitty, infinitesimal, hidden to the naked eye episode.
Tiny microscopic, atom sized episode.
But somehow still bigger than you, the listener.
Okay, this week's question comes from Bonnie Doll, which is, what is the best way to kiss other littles? And why is it binky kiss and swap?
Well, it is binky kiss and or swap. I have some things to say. I love binky kisses. Binky kisses are maybe one of the most profoundly adorable things in the whole world.
It's really interesting because I like to kiss people. Like, it's a normal thing for me. I like kissing people. It's
yeah.
Like, it's not necessarily like a relationship-y thing. It's just like cutesy and a little romantic, a little sexual, but it's mostly just like this way of really displaying affection for someone, mm-hmm. and I really, really love kissing. That being said, I generally don't consider the fact of, like, kissing another little, so the idea of just, like, pressing your binky to their binky, or, like, pressing your lips to their binky,
mm-hmm.
is super cute. And
it's adorable.
That passy thing makes it more removed, more,
yeah,
like, innocent.
Exactly.
I feel like if you do kiss that way, it, like, doesn't violate a lot of norms and mm-hmm. relationships and stuff.
You can just binky go, mwah!
Yeah.
And like that's adorable.
That is really cute.
Exactly.
I never really quite thought about it.
It's got a beautiful innocence.
And the question also mentioned swapping them.
I say no to swapping.
It's adorable. You're so crazy.
You know what it is? I don't want somebody else to spit in my mouth.
That's kissing, though. And it's like, instead of like pressing your binkies together. Okay, Chloe, real quick. We're cuddling on the couch.
Sure.
Okay. We're watching Cardcaptor.
Yes.
Okay. You're sucking your binky. I'm sucking my binky. We're mm-hmm. both in diapers. We're kind of littly. Okay. And then I look over at you and I pull your binky from your mouth. And then I put my binky in your mouth and I put yours in my mouth.
That is pretty cute.
See?
It is pretty
See?
Cute. You know, I think my knee-jerk reaction came from like a stranger. I think it's more intimate than the outward binky kiss.
I would say so. Then again, yeah. I don't think I'd do like a binky kiss with a stranger anyway. Like, that'd have to at least be a friend.
I think there's layers. There's layers. It's like an onion.
It's really funny because I think I'm more likely to kiss someone than binky kiss someone.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got it hidden higher up on the shelf?
Well, it's weird because, like, little stuff has its own vibe and its mm-hmm. own thing and, like, that. I don't know. I've never had to address this before. This came out of nowhere. Okay. But I do have to contradict the send-in-y of the writer of this question, because
okay.
it is not the best way to kiss other littles. Clearly, it is 69 diaper kisses. Yeah, just crawl on
I
up,
don't
press your diaper against their lips, put your lips against their diaper, just
I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that. I've got nothing.
It's crinkle, crinkle.
I've got nothing. I can't even argue. I don't agree with you, but I have no capacity to argue. It's over. You beat it. You've won. You defeated the question.
Thanks. That's my goal. Every time these questions come in,
I pull
out my katana and I'm like, how can I best go about defeating the question? Okay. Thanks for listening to our small episode. You're babies, we're babies, and that's the theme of everything we do.
And your life.
Okay, bye everyone. Thanks for supporting us and keep doing that because we like it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.